Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and I've got some news and views from a West Texan's biblical point of view, one you're not going to find in your mainstream media. Hey folks, welcome to today's podcast. We have a lot to talk about today. As you can tell, there's so much going on in the world today, and a lot of it is on repeat. Some of the stuff that, you know, I noticed that podcasters and, you know, Bible prophecy folks are covering is the same thing, just packaged a little differently. And so that ought to tell you we should all be on red alert. So much is going on. So two main things I want to talk to you guys about. Number one, Russian forces move closer to the mountains of Israel, and we should all be a little concerned about that. And what else? Gaffney says, beware of the WHO's digital gulag and more. Now, folks, you know, I look at the Chinese model, and I don't think Americans really understand what a social credit score is and what all it entails. And I don't really think they understand what a CBDC is, okay? You see a lot of folks out there, and, you know, some people you may know as well, they don't really give a lot of thought to that. They're like, oh, it's just a different form of money. You know, I'm just going to, instead of getting paid with paper money, you know, they're just going to, you know, pay me. Like, they're probably already thinking, like, look, I don't even have paper money anymore. I use my debit card for everything. You know, so basically it's going to be the same thing. And that's kind of what they're thinking it's going to be when this all transitions. But, folks, that's not what it's going to be. That's not exactly at all what it's going to be. You know, we see teenagers and young adults and kids in their 20s and 30s, and they don't really understand the gravity of the situation that we face right now. They don't understand what an actual CBDC is and what it can do. They don't pay attention to China because they think as long as they have their phones and they can, you know, watch their TikTok and they can, you know, do whatever they want to on their phones, they think they're free. Folks, that's not what really freedom is. You're basically imprisoned by your phone. You can go anywhere, restaurants, you can go downtown, you can go to the park, you can be sitting at a stoplight in traffic, you can be at your doctor's office, your optometrist, it doesn't matter, wherever you are, you look around at people, nobody is looking up, everybody is looking down at their phones. They don't look at people. They can't carry on a conversation with you. Nobody knows how to go outside and have fun. Nobody knows how to just take a stroll outside. Everybody either has to have earbuds in, they have to have their radio on, they have to have their cell phone in front of their face, or their Google glasses, or like whatever. Nobody can just go outside, sit in a swing, and think to themselves. Maybe pray to God, or open up their Bible, or open up an actual book. You just don't see these things anymore, folks. And so not only have they programmed us with televisions, with TVs, but they're also programming people with their phones. There's a huge big thing on TikTok. Like, they're going to ban TikTok. I'm like, look, America, you're a little late if you're thinking that you're going to stop the Chinese from doing whatever the Chinese spies are going to do. We've already let hundreds of thousands of them into our country. So, hey, what difference is it if they have an app on our phones, right? Let me tell you something, people. Your phone is listening to you. Your TVs are listening to you. Anything that has smart in front of it is listening to you. It knows everything about you. It's kind of like the co-pilot, Microsoft, like, you're going to obey me and you're going to blah, blah, blah. And like all this stuff, you're going to bow down to me or I'm going to infiltrate, yada, 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 right? And I'm like, so crazy what the Bible said would happen. Think back, the book of Revelation, thousands of years ago, when John wrote it on the island of Patmos, you know, think about how they were trying to explain what they saw. And like, we're sitting here today and we have all this in front of us, the truth. God has given us the truth. We have the only truth. That's God's word. That is the only truth. Jesus told us countless times. What did he open the sermon? What did he open with? Be not deceived. We live in a day today where deception is everywhere. AI generated stuff is all over the place. Videos, pictures, holograms. You cannot tell anymore nowadays what is true and what is fake. What is real and what is not. Nobody can tell. You can't tell. So the Bible is the only truth. My suggestion is to get off of the TVs. Get off of all that stuff. Leave that world behind, folks. You know, I'm not saying like don't watch, you know, so, but I'm just saying don't immerse yourself in these things. It's okay to watch, you know, decent programming and that kind of thing. You know, I'm not saying not to, you know, whatever, but I'm just saying if you want to get your news, don't get it from your TV, from your mainstream media. You, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that that's not where you get your news from. Now, you can kind of get their plans for society because they're going to tell you that on their mainstream media, you know, go get your jab. You need to get your 37th jab. You got to get another booster. Let's get some more boosters. We got some RSV. Let's get all these mRNA vaccines. Let's get them. Go, go, go. Let's have some of this lab-grown meat. Folks, I'm under the impression that if they're just now announcing lab-grown meat, that they probably have been introducing that into our food supply for a very long time. I don't eat food that I can go buy at the grocery store for the most part. If I get natural grocers, yes. You got to be very careful with the quote, organic, too. It's not always, air quote, real organic. Same thing with, you know, whatever else you get. Look, I have bought a whole bunch of seeds, and I'm going to try to grow a garden this year. Y'all pray for me. Look, I know I come from a family of farmers, but a farmer I am not. My mama could grow anything. I tell you what, I can't. If mom didn't come up, yeah, every summer and help me with my flowers and stuff, and every other weekend, they probably all would have died. But I try. I do totally try. So I'm going to try this year to grow a vegetable garden. You know, under the impression people are like, go grow lawns. And then other people say, grow food, not lawns. So I think I'm going to grow both. I'm going to have a lawn out front and a garden in the back. Kind of do a little switcheroo there. But, you know, I'm under the huge impression that this year something huge is going to happen. They've been telling us for a very long time your economic system is going to collapse. Remember, they can't have the Great Reset if there's nothing to reset from. They have got to dismantle everything in every system, every global system, every whatever, national, whatever. Now, people are like, oh, you Christian nationalist. Now, look, I am not a Christian nationalist, okay? I'm not a go Trump, bot, yeah, yo, Trump is everything. No, that's not me. Never have been, never will be. Now, well, if he's our nomination for president, yes, I will vote for him to be president. Because, of course, he's better than Biden or whatever the alternative is. Yes. Is he going to save America? No. He's not going to. Is he going to save the world? No. Only Jesus can save the world, folks. Only Jesus. Salvation is found in no other place than accepting Christ and Christ alone. So, let's jump into some news so that we can kind of decipher what they have planned for us, shall we? So, the Gaffney. So, this is a beware of the WHO's digital gulag and more. I'll just throw this in here real quick. So, the other night, I turned off my TV and everything went off. And I was walking around my house and getting the dogs ready. And I was like, come on, kids, let's go to bed, you know, and getting everybody ready to go night-night, as we say in the house. And I looked back over my TV and there was a red light on the bottom of my TV. And it just, like, came on. Like, as I looked over at it, the light came on. I'm like, that is odd. Because I turned the TV off. I set the remote control there on top of my little entertainment center thingy. And I set it right there. And I turned around, and that's when we were getting ready to go to bed. And I just happened to glance back over at the TV. This little red light came on the bottom. I'm like, that is odd. So you know what I did. I just went and unplugged that thing. So I unplugged my TV. One other thing. If you have a webcam or whatever, cover that thing. Unplug it. Whatever you get to do. If you have a laptop, don't leave your laptop open. I think I remember a long time ago when Zuckerberg had said something about that. Like, he doesn't leave his, like, laptop or something. I was like, huh. Ever since then, I was like, So I unplug my microphones. I unplug everything when I go to bed. Better get them. I also started unplugging our televisions and our computers and stuff. But just, you know, not saying I'm paranoid or nothing, but you know they know. You know they're listening to us. But anyway, Jesus saves. All right, guys. So this is by Parrish Alford, posted the 19th of March, and it's at the AFN.net. So it's AmericanFamilyNews.net. And so we're going to read a little bit of this today before I get ready to go to church. By the way, guys, if you're listening to this podcast at 6:30 Central Standard Time, good Lord willing, I will be live streaming my pastor, Dr. Randy Davis, on my Facebook page, which is Bible Prophecy for Today. And so he will be there at 6:30 tonight. We're going through the book of Revelation. You guys don't want to miss it. And we'll also be uploading it to the New Hope Fellowship, a River Road YouTube page, and website. Just throw that out there. So anyway, didn't want to forget. That's why I'm kind of in a rush right now. Not a big rush. It's only 5 o'clock. So here we go. So an internationally recognized expert on foreign and defense policy matters says Americans aren't aware that a China model of pandemic response could soon be adopted on their behalf. The WHO is continuing to beat the drum for a global alliance to combat the next pandemic. Its critics in response continue to beat their own drum for what many see as a shameless power grab that threatens the sovereignty of nations and advances leftist policies far beyond the name of wealth and wellness. So what the WHO is calling its pandemic preparedness agreement would grant the WHO broad authority to use vaccine and mask mandates, call for lockdowns, travel restrictions, and more when met with a world health emergency that it would have power to declare. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the WHO acted in an advisory capacity. Amendments to the international health regulations, which the WHO is currently attempting to pass, would make the U.S. and 190 other countries legally bound to accept their directives. Guys, I don't know if you remember that, but that happened last May. You could thank Biden for that. WHO Secretary General Tedros Ghebreyesus continued to beat the drum for the agreement of a meeting of the WHO's negotiating body in Geneva on Monday. If we miss the opportunity, we risk losing momentum. More importantly, we risk leaving the world exposed to the same shortcomings that hampered the global response to COVID-19, a lack of coordination, a lack of sharing information, and the lack of equality, he said. Really? You're going to risk leaving the world exposed? The world was much better off without all of this. Lord help us. Interesting take on quote here essential healthcare. The agreement would also give the WHO authority to advance abortion with few, if any, restrictions under the guise of essential healthcare. The WHO could also combat the spread of what it would define as disinformation, or the truth, as we like to call it in this realm over here. Frank Gaffney Jr. is a founder and executive chairman of the Center for Security Policy. He was a guest on Washington Watch on Monday. Quote, if you liked what the World Health Organization did in an advisory role during the pandemic, you're going to love what it will be doing, what it will be able to do when it can compel you to do various things, among them being denied information about the best kind of medical treatment for whatever problem we may be facing at that time, Gaffney warned. WHO, the medical and health arm of the United Nations, was roundly criticized for its COVID-19 response in 2021, reported by an independent panel, which the WHO itself authorized. The panel concluded the WHO should have declared a global response earlier than it did, and cited a myriad of failures, gaps, and delays in preparedness and response. According to Gaffney, quote, all of this flows from the idea that somehow an agency that proved to be terribly corrupt and incompetent in the pandemic experience should be made more powerful to the point where the WHO will be the arbiter of when and how any nation of the world, including ours, has a public health emergency and what must be done about it, unquote. Gaffney minced no words when he said, this is totally unconstitutional in our country, an affront to our sovereignty for sure, but also a threat to your personal medical freedom. It's unconscionable, and it must be stopped, he told show host Tony Perkins. Ghebreyesus is working to get enough support from member nations to pass the pandemic preparedness agreement at WHO's General Assembly in May. That's coming up this May, folks. And if you remember correctly, Biden had signed that into us last May, and this May is the countdown for that to go into effect. So I'm going off on a limb there. So back to the article. Last September, the U.S. voted in favor of the measure. The list of 11 dissenters included Russia, Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba people, North Korea, Eritrea, Iran, Nicaragua, Syria, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe. Venezuela voted against that. What? Wow, and here's America going, yeah, take us, let's miss you. Thanks, Biden. Oh, Biden. Former U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann told the Washington Watch last fall that the agreement would give the WHO an open door to advance radical and social policies. Of course, radical social policies. Quote, they have redefined healthcare to include climate change, racism, abortion, income inequality, the alphabet issues, everything, unquote, Bachman warned. She says, it sounds far out, but that's why we say we aren't far out from creating a platform for global governance. And she goes on to say, Gaffney goes on to say, Americans ignorant to what awaits them. Gaffney said, most Americans don't fully appreciate that China model to which they will be subjected if the U.S. goes along with this agreement or with the agreement. This is basically the product of what was called in the pandemic the China model, he explained. What does that mean? That means the things like mask mandates, social distancing, lockdowns, mandatory vaccinations, including the inadequately tested treatments of various kinds, in a digital gulag that will essentially compel you to conform. Did anybody like that during the last exercise, they ask? Heavens no, but they don't know that this is going to be compelled upon them in the future, he said. Folks, right there, I'll tell you what they have planned for us. That article, once again, is by Parrish Alford, and you can find that at AFN.net. And folks, if you think that that's just the tip of the iceberg, because they're going to take control of your food, they're going to take control of your money, they're going to take control of everything. You guys drive around these little smart cars, these little electric cars, and, you know, they can be programmed too, right? They can download software too, right? So if they don't think you should be able to leave your like 6-block radius, guess what? Your car won't go past that 6-block radius. You're kind of SOL. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry. You don't need a gasoline car or gasoline generators or anything like that. No. We'll just rely on electricity. So, you know, when the grid collapses and everything goes down, you know, you won't have to worry about driving your smart car because you won't be able to power your smart car. But don't worry, you got solar power, right? Yeah, solar power is not going to cut it, folks. Listen, folks. Gasoline, you got scooters, get you some bicycles. I don't care what you got to do, but you got to get you some gasoline-powered stuff, okay? Solar power is great if you want to, you know, power your cell phone or, like, whatever. If you want to put them panels up on your house, that's great. Get some wind turbine energy going. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. But is it going to save the planet? No. Is it going to power, you know, a city? No. Folks, listen. And have you seen the mining for the lithium and all that stuff that they have to use in those batteries to put in those electric cars? How much damage that is doing to the earth? But they don't care about that. No. It's all climate change, right? Until it affects them or something, right? No. Listen, guys. I tell you what, folks. We are getting so close to, listen, global governments, one world government, one world order, one world currency, one world health core, one world religion. Hello, the book of Revelation is screaming at us, okay? God is telling us, you better get ready. We say in Texas, you better get your boots on because it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, people. So listen up. HarbingersDaily.com. Russian forces move closer to the mountains of Israel. Eric Stackelback posted the 19th of March. I do like Eric Stackelback. He's a good guy. So let me roll on over here if I can. I'm set up in my living room right now, guys. So, it is a very busy news week in the world's most chaotic and volatile region, the Middle East. First and foremost, various media outlets in the region, in particular Syrian state media run by Bashar al-Assad, and also Israel's Channel 11 broadcaster, report that Russian forces are moving closer to the Israel-Syria border. Just, by the way, I got to interject in here really quick. Israel did hit a whole bunch of other targets, weapons targets in Damascus, not before last, I think. Just wanted to throw that in there. Anyway, moving along. Now, a quick reminder, Russian forces have been in Syria since September 2015. They entered the Syrian civil war basically to save Bashar al-Assad's hide. Assad eventually prevailed in that civil war, and the Russian incursion into Syria was the game changer. Well, guess what? Surprise, surprise, Russian forces have not left nearly 9 years later. They are still in Syria and are the most powerful force in that country, where a number of regional actors have a footprint. The Iranian regime and Hezbollah foremost among them. Turkey is in Syria as well. And in the past, ISIS and Al-Qaeda were also in the region. Syria has been, as one friend of mine in Israel called it, a potpourri of rogue regimes in terror groups all stationed in one place. at Israel's doorstep. Now, reports that Russia is stationing forces closer along Israel's border are a cause for great concern. There are geopolitical ramifications and prophetic ramifications as well. Why would they do that? I think a few things are going on here, folks. He says, number one, since October the 7th, the Israeli Defense Forces in particular and the Israeli Air Force have intensified their strikes in Syria. Again, the Iranian regime and Hezbollah assets. The IDF and Israeli intelligence services have great intel in Lebanon and Syria. There have been a lot of high-value targets linked to the Iranian regime that have been eliminated in the past few months. Israel is operating more frequently or more powerfully. Many on the ground in Syria who are linked to the Iranian regime have talked about this. Middle East media outlets have taken notice of the intensifying attacks by Israelis and these are deadly attacks, he goes on to say. So could it be that the Iranian and Assad regimes are essentially calling in backup? He says, I'm not saying Russia is going to militarily get engaged against Israel in this particular situation. However, are Russian forces trying to send a message to Israel and act as a deterrent? He asks. So if Russian forces are in the line of fire when Israeli strikes Iran or Hezbollah assets in Syria, things can spiral out of control. It is a tinderbox there right now, he says. Interestingly, he says, some Israeli analysts I talked to in 2018 and 2019 insisted that Russia could be a positive force in Syria and they could rein in their Iranian allies. Well, so much for that, he says, is going entirely in the opposite direction as Russia and Iran cleave closer. There's a full-blown military alliance now between the Iranian regime and Vladimir Putin's regimes. So the Iran-Russian relationship is certainly a quid pro quo alliance and on the part of the Iranians. Iran is supplying Russia with hundreds, if not thousands, of drones for use in the war in Ukraine, to the point that Iran and Russia are now building a drone factory together east of Moscow. Persistent reports also show that Iran is supplying Russia with ballistic missiles now, which would be another level. Of course, Iran denies everything. So there he goes on to say, If you're Israel, you need to be very concerned. Before the Ukraine war, Israel did enjoy decent relations with Russia. Benjamin Netanyahu traveled to Moscow many times and met with Vladimir Putin face to face. That's now out the window, he says. So Vladimir Putin's regime is aligning itself with Israeli greatest enemies, the Assad regime, Hezbollah, and Iran. They also hosted Hamas delegations in Moscow in the wake of October the 7th. Let's look at the big picture, he says. What does this mean prophetically? So he says, I believe a day is coming when Russia, as well as Iran, will lead what the prophet Ezekiel calls a latter-day confederation against Israel. It's called the War of Gog and Magog in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. The prophetic chess pieces are moving. One of these chess pieces involves the Russian forces moving closer to the mountains of Israel, where the Gog-Magog invasion will take place. Folks, it is so close. I mean, so close. We can almost see it happening. And so, guys, with that, we really, as Christians, we need to really focus on what God and what Jesus commanded us to do, was to go and tell the good news of salvation, to tell people the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the good news. We need to do that while we still have time, because there's going to come a time when we're not going to have time to do that. We won't be here. We're going to be gone, snatched away, yanked up, harpazoled, taken to heaven, raptured. And folks, we won't be able to tell people about Jesus, because we're all going to be up there with him. So right now, we need to go and tell a lost and dying world of the hope that is Jesus Christ. So folks, we need to do that right now. We need to, while we still have time. And it's 5:25 my time. One thing I wanted to jump on here, I've seen a lot of the red heifer. So we had 5 red heifers from Texas that were flown to Israel. There, one has got a blemish now, I do believe. I think they can only have so many like white hairs on them. We still have 4. There are still 4 red heifers. Now, this is very significant, because they're saying that this year, this is what they're going to do. They're going to sacrifice, of course, the red heifers, and they're going to use the ashes, of course, to purify the temple. And so this is what their plan is this year. Now, folks, look, we as Christians, we're not going to be here for this temple. The new temple that we're going to see is the one that Jesus Christ himself brings down from heaven. That's going to be the new Jerusalem, and all that's going to be new. But for here on earth, there, you know, the book of Revelation talks about that. The book of Daniel talks about that. There has to be a third temple for the Antichrist to desecrate, right? So we see all these things coming together. The heifers are there in a quote undisclosed location. I love that. And I love the fact that they're from Texas. What a blessing that is. In the long run, us, you know, kind of, you know, the long run prophetically, you know, we do know that this temple is going to be desecrated. And we do know that's, you know, this is a totally different thing, you know, but we do see that it has to be built. This has to be done in order, because the Bible says it was going to happen. It's going to happen. The book of Revelation tells us it's going to happen. The book of Daniel tells us it's going to happen. And so exciting times are coming, because we see all these things coming together, like they're getting ready to build the temple. They've got the heifers to sacrifice and to purify the temple mount. All these things are coming together. Guess what, folks? It's close. It is so close. You can see the unfolding of the book of Revelation. You can see Daniel 9:27. You can see all these things coming up. They're all happening right now. Do you know what that means? If we see all these things coming, that is the great tribulation and the tribulation spoken of in the Bible. And guess what happens before the tribulation? The rapture of the church. The rapture of the church. Don't let anybody take that hope from you, because the Apostle Paul says, comfort one another with these words. Hello. I don't think you're going to go through the tribulation. You're going to suffer God's wrath. But comfort one another with these words. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The Bible tells us what's going to happen in the end time. The remnant of believers. Folks, that's you and I. If you believe in the rapture of the church, you are a remnant believer. Okay? Study the word of God. Don't let anybody take the hope away from you, because the Bible is very clear. If you want to read on, and you can read in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. That's the last time the church is mentioned on earth. And ironically, it's when he says, John, come up here. You know, there's a door standing open in heaven, and he hears a trumpet. He goes, you know, John, come up here. Boom. Then signifying the rapture. First and Second Thessalonians, read that. First Corinthians chapter 15. Folks, get in the word of God. Let the word of God get into you. Okay? And then that way people are going to say, hey, we should have something in us to tell other people the hope that's in us. Okay? We need to study the word of God to show ourselves approved. You know, because when I get to heaven, I don't want to hear, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, for I never knew you. What the most terrifying words. I didn't even want to think about it. What do you and I want to hear? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom. What? Folks, that day is going to happen. That's going to happen. Whether you are raptured or you die first, because it's like a blink. Like, we close our eyes here, so we open our eyes in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, look, folks, don't let fear and whatever else come upon you. Don't let that happen, all right? Get in the Word of God. Look, we all have trials and struggles and things that we all go through. Believe me, I know. We all suffer. We all suffer in different ways. Believe me, I'm no stranger to that. And I know you aren't either. So we need to pray for each other. The Lord says, take your brothers and your sisters, take their burdens upon you. We should all be doing that. We should all be praying for one another. We should be encouraging one another. And most of all, we should be celebrating with one another, because we see these days happening. You know, the apostles and the old and all of those, like Abraham, all of them, they long to see this day. They long. Can you imagine the apostle Paul right now? Do you think he would be sitting in his house on his couch eating Cheetos, watching Netflix? I don't think the apostle Paul would be doing that. Anyway, guys, I'm just joking with that. But I love all of you guys. I do. I pray for all of y'all. And, you know, it's got to keep encouraging one another and keep getting in the news. If you want to, go to my website, Bible Prophecy, that's the number 4. So BibleProphecy4today.com. And there's a whole bunch of sources on there that you guys could go and find good news sources, you know, good news, not like your mainstream media, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of prophecy teachers on there. There's a lot of great, Christian teachers, pastors on there, lots of resources. If you want to go and check that out. Almost all the lists on there, I think, are free. They're all articles. I think they're all free. They're all articles, all kinds of stuff on there that you can go and read and learn about, what's coming. That way you'll be better equipped to go and tell folks that Jesus Christ loves them. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants all to come to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. So guys, with that, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, perhaps today, Art, perhaps today, you guys.